No, no, go ahead. Record. This is fascinating. Step one. All right. Yes.
Step one, record. Yes.
And what's step two?
Step two. Say something interesting.
Say something interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Step three.
Wait, Big Fatty does a show every damn day and doesn't say anything interesting.
Edit.
So that's clearly, that's not a an important rule.
Okay, you're recording right now and everything is ready to go and you have your hand over the button.
I do.
Okay, so let's kick this pig.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
What's, say something interesting.
Say something interesting.
Yeah.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1794 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 10th of December, 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
More cards to open and more voice letters to play. Yes, we're ready. Hello, cuddlers. Big Fatty. Yes. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're cuddlers today because y'all, it's cold. It's cold, and it sure would feel good to have a gentleman caller come by and cuddle up. Yes, Big Fatty. Alas, y'all, no ass. Big Fatty Volga. Y'all, speaking of alas, no ass, y'all, you know, I told you about a new listener to the BFO, and y'all, I called him Ass Licker, and y'all, I got a curt, I got just a curt message saying, really? Really? And y'all, I wasn't really fond of that nickname for him, y'all, I don't think he was real fond of it either. Fanny, but y'all, I'm changing it. I'm changing it to Durwood. Bee, Fatty. Ass Licker is now Durwood. Big Fatty, that one's just as silly. But it's less vulgar anyway. Yeah, I guess y'all, today, hump day, y'all, the 10th of December, y'all, it is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal, because y'all, it is the number two fan of the BFO for 2014. You know him by the smile on his face, if you've ever met him, y'all, it is the one and only Kingsley. Big Fatty, we love Kingsley. I know that 20. Poor Rick. Oh, poor Rick Fatty. Y'all, we know that Kingsley is on the face space. I don't know if he's on the face space, but I know he's on the 20. Yeah, I didn't sleep very well last night. So anyway, anyway, y'all, if you see Kingsley on the face space or on the Twitter, y'all send him a big ol' celebration of exiting the birth canal wish, and Big Fatty, I hope that he enjoys a nice piece of warm cake. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, I've got two cats. Y'all didn't get a message that we're any cats at the P.O. Box. today, but y'all, I got two cards yesterday that I didn't get a chance to open, and y'all, I heard from that Moose P that one of them is not a Crema card, but I'm gonna open it during the Crema section anyway. Yes, Big Fatty, because you need content. It's true. So y'all, here it is. It says, "Oh, Big Fatty, it's a Chinooka card." It is, and it says, "I can't believe it. We lost another dreidel, Big Fatty. Look, it's a little squeaky kitty playing with the dreidel." Yes. Y'all, you open it up and it says, "Why cats love Chinooka. Have a happy one. Happy holidays, Moose." And it says, "I got a kitty cat for Poodle and Squeaky." Oh, Big Fatty, that was for us. Let me just say, it was addressed to me, Big Fatty. Well, anyway, all right, y'all go over there and look at the Big Fatty. We love the dreidel and the squeaky kitty cat. Yes. Okay, anyway. And y'all know we're going to open up the other card from that Moose Pea. And let's just see what we got here. Big Fatty. Oh, Lord, y'all, it is full of glitter. Big Fatty, you're making a mess. And y'all, it's got a foil envelope. Big Fatty, we know you love the foil envelopes. And y'all, it is full of glitter. And it's a glitter card. And y'all, it's a snowman. And the snowman has got the little cardinal on the branch. And y'all, oh, Big Fatty, look. And y'all, it is... Big Fatty, this card is for us. And well, it's addressed to me too, Big Fatty. But y'all, will Poodle come over here and read it? Yes, Big Fatty, I'm coming over to look at it right now. Come on, Squeaky. look at that, y'all. There's a magnet of Poo and Moose, Big Fatty. No, that's the Poo and Moose. It's are the humans, and y'all, these are a picture of the bunnies, and it says, Big Fatty, I'll read it, hope you find a few simple moments of beauty and calm to dream, reflect, and remember to feel the wonder of Crema. Happy holiday to you, Poodle and Squeaky Moose. Big Fatty, we love Moose. It's true, we do love Moose. And Moose, thank you so much for both of you. Yes, Moose, thank you so much. It's just, yeah, I want to go over here and look at the Squeaky of the Pooh and the bunny rabbits, okay? And Moose, thank you so much. You're always such a sweetheart to remember the old people. And y'all, with it being so cold, remember to check on the plants and bring in the elderly. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll do it. Big Fatty's going to start addressing his cats. And y'all, I got the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer stamps to go on them. And yes, Big Fatty, we got the special little seals to go on the back, too. It's true.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello.
Happy.
Bacon.
Fart. It's bacon. I'm taking a P-O-double-L.
Anyway.
A poll. Tree skirt or no tree skirt? That is the question. And if you have no tree skirt, is it a real tree or a fake tree? Is your tree trunk tall or short? No vulgarities, please. This is a serious P-O-double-L.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call, and we hadn't had a P-O-double-L in a while. Big Fatty, shouldn't you let this music finish before you answer? Well, I guess.
Goodbye.
Oh, y'all, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, she called 5 times. Don't thank her yet. Okay, but... Miss Bacon, I can only answer the poll based on my own information. In my family, we always have a skirt under the tree. Now, growing up, we used to put a white sheet under it so that it looked like the snow, Big Fatty, the snowy tree. Plus, the white sheet would catch all the needles as the tree dried out. You know, you just pick up that that sheet and go shake it out, Big Fatty. We always have a live tree. Now my folks, we had a live tree in their previous home. We had a live tree upstairs, but we had an artificial tree downstairs where we opened the Kremlin presents. Big Fatty loves the smell of a live tree, and. That is Big Fatty's preference with that. Yes, Big Fatty, go on and get to call number 2.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. I want to change the selfie to Snappy because technically you're taking a snapshot or you're snapping a picture of yourself. You're not technically taking a selfie. What is a selfie anyway? A picture of yourself? Okay, then it would be called a pic or a picture or a picturee. But anyway, from here on out, instead of saying I want to take a selfie, let's call it Snappy, trademark Bacon. Hey, Poodle. Hey, Squeaky Kitty.
Big Fatty, was she drunk? I don't know, but Miss Bacon, thank you again for call number 2. And Miss Bacon, first of all, Snappy. I thought that Snappy was that turtle that you had to draw to get into the art school. But anyway, Snappy sounds like sassy, Big Fatty. I'm not sure I can go along with that. But anyway, you just go ahead and snap a selfie, Big Fatty.
Hello.
Bacon.
May I please say you're welcome to everyone who has won. Okay, so Mark just won the 2400th call, which means you've given this call every time you hit 100 calls. That means he's the 24th person to have won. I won once. What are the odds? Statistically speaking, that isn't even right that I would only win once. Considering of the 2,400 calls, 1,860 are mine. Statistically speaking, I should have won at least 16 times. Do the math, Brewer. Thank you. All right.
Yeah, I guess y'all, Miss Bacon brings up an excellent point. However, Miss Bacon, I believe that the conundrum that you are experiencing is best known in the podcasting community as the death phone conundrum, because that Artie Cruiser down there in the future, he calls that death phone all the time. He calls it more than anybody else. He is the Kathy Bacon of the death phone, Big Fatty, and I don't think he's ever won the death phone contest either. Big Fatty, you bring up an excellent point.
Hello.
This message is for Hat M, and it's not necessarily to Hat, it's about Hat. Hat has solicited for decorations for his Christmas tree. Hat and Zed are putting up a Christmas tree this year. He is offering his e-letter address for anyone who wants to send him an ornament or something to put on his tree. And I would encourage and urge everyone to do so. All you have to do is walk to the post office, and I think you fill out the form just saying it's no value. It's a crafty thing. Hopefully he doesn't get nailed at the post office for fees for picking up these little trinkets or gifts. But anyway, just in case no one saw it, hopefully everyone will do it. It'd be awesome for him to post a picture of his Christmas tree with a little something from everyone. Maybe he would even do a podcast about it.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Miss Bacon, this is excellent news. I was not aware of this. And y'all, as you all know, that Hat M is over there in the Bulgaria, Mexico. And y'all, I believe he's a lesbian. Y'all, first of all, let me just tell you something about Hat M. Y'all, I woke up on Tuesday morning. I had 17 e-letter messages. And y'all, it's because I'd had him. Y'all, he'd gotten behind on listening to the little show. And then, y'all, he went and he started commenting. Well, whenever you comment, it sends Big Fatty an e-letter. And, y'all, I woke up and I had 17 messages. And I thought, oh, how have I fucked it up? Big Fatty, we all thought that. But y'all, I hadn't fucked it up. That had him just started commenting. And, y'all, it was just lovely. And I think this is a lovely idea for folks to send that Hat M a little crema ornament, because you know he is the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. And y'all, if you got a little time and a little cash money, maybe you can run to the ATM machine and get a little cash money. You can send Hat M a lovely crema ointment to go on his tree. He and Mr. Zed, and y'all, you know, Gavin over there at the Stick It With a Poke on the 20th, y'all, he's going to play the crema karaoke music again. And y'all, they always love to include the dulcet tones of that Hat M and Mr. Zed singing a couple of years ago. Big Daddy, they are just golden voices is what they are. So y'all, this is an excellent idea, Miss Bacon. I don't remember where you said that they could get the information, but I'm sure people will find out. Yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I wanted to update you on Gus Chad's GoFundMe for medical and burial expenses for his little bird, George. Y'all, he's up to $730. And y'all, I don't know how GoFundMe works. I don't know if you have to collect all of it or get pledges for all of it before you can get any of it. Or I'm not quite sure how it all works. But y'all, if you can help out with that, that would be greatly appreciated. Y'all, there was terrible, terrible news in the newspaper Tuesday morning, y'all, and I'm sure it's going to elicit bagpipes from out there in Walnut Hills, but y'all, Ken Weatherwax, and I'm sure R.T. Cruz is going to call this one in, who played Pugsley on The Addams Family, died. He was 59 years old. Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Y'all, Big Fatty has made his travel arrangements for going to Hatlanta. Big Fatty will be leaving Charleston on the 18th, and I'm going to stay at the Horror Hotel the night of the 18th, and then I'll be getting a hotel. I've already got it in Hatlanta the evenings of the 19th and the 20th, and then I'll be heading up to see the Hats on the first day of winter, which is the 21st. Y'all, I think there's going to be a big podcast dinner the night of the 20th. George in Atlanta is working on that. And Daniel and Adam from the Dubious Intentions, what did you think of today's little show?
Say something interesting.
Say something interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I told you, Pugsley, Dad. What more do you need to know?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.